You probably now you have seen the videos and the picture and the image that came out from Gaza from last night, aggression and attack on the civilians who are living in tents around the hospital, seeking shelter and protection in all kind of laws, divine laws, even human laws, and an aggression of that nature is nothing more than an actual manifestation of a genocide, really. A deliberate attack on civilians and seeing them and watching them burning alive. I'm not really sure how many of you had the heart to continue even watching that video. I couldn't, honestly. And subhanAllah, what made it even worse for me is getting the news and receiving the news that this young boy or young man, Sha'ban, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, ya Rabbil Alameen, who perished in that fire, as you've seen him, subhanAllah, he's hafid al-Qur'an. He's actually had a promising future that was about to leave the country when the boards were opened to go and continue on a scholarship for his education in engineering, subhanAllah. Him and his mom perished in that fire. And adding to this as well, and I don't know how many of you have seen the young boy, Adam, who came through Heal Palestine organization from Gaza in order for him to get treatment for his amputated leg here for the past few weeks. And they've been visiting different massages, different communities to advocate for the case and for the other case of young children in Gaza, subhanAllah. He came, him and his mom, for treatment over here. That young man, Sha'ban, is actually his cousin. And that his mother is actually his mom's sister. So you can imagine now, this sister, Sister Najat, is subhanAllah, his mother, is now grieving from far distance over her family and her nephew and her sister as well, whom she unfortunately watched them just like we did in the news. May Allah subhanahu have mercy on them, ya Rabbil Alameen. And if anything that we remind me with anything here, remind me with Qawlullah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the story of Ahlul Ukhdud. Qutil ashabul Ukhdud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they may be destroyed. May be destroyed those who are controlled the Ukhdud, the trenches that they dug for the believers back in the days, and they lit fire in there, and they threw the believers in it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qutil ashabul Ukhdud, an-nari dhatil waqood. They were fueling that fire with all the woods and what you can even imagine, subhanAllah, firewood, to increase that fire and keep it raging. Idhum alayha qu'ud. They're sitting there watching. Wahum ala ma yaf'una bi mimin ash-shuhud. And they're witnessing with their own eyes and now here with their own cameras what they've done to the believers. I mean, what was the crime that these innocent people had? What crime did they commit other than saying La ilaha illallah? Their crime is in a muwahideen. They say La ilaha illallah, and their enemies and these criminals, they want to clean that land from anyone else besides them and their group and their sect. That's what they want. So they wipe out the believers so they can establish themselves in the land. That's their game, and that's what they're hoping to do and to get out of it. And unfortunately, I just thought that, subhanAllah, just watching reading the story of Ahlul Ukhdud is just something that could happen in the past. But now you see it here on a regular basis, using all kind of technology and all kind of ammunition and bombing and so on, only to target the civilians and with fire even. And watch them die while they're burning, and the whole world is doing nothing about it. The whole world is silent about it. I mean, subhanAllah, the whole world is just being silent. Like watching this to happen, they're all like as if they're in agreement to do with them what they want, and no one is going to bring these people to account. No one's going to bring them to account for what they've done for the innocent people and the civilians. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And no matter how much they try, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah," the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna Allah la yumli lidh-dhalimi hatta idha khadahu lam yuflit." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the aggressor a chance after a chance after a chance. Like so they can review and revise their ways and fix their ways and reconcile their ways. حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. But if they don't, Allah subhanahu will take them swiftly. And as we see what they do, and everybody just kind of like watching what they do, it seems that Allah subhanahu wa wants to show us all that when Allah azza wa jalla's decree comes to them, that look, it's because of all what they've done, all the atrocities that they've been committing against innocent people. They deserve the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only ask Allah azza wa jalla to make it swiftly, ya Rabbil Alameen, and bring that peace and tranquility to the people of Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to protect them and keep them safe, ya Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those who perish in that fire and that and all these actually crimes, to accept them as shuhada. We ask Allah to overlook their sins and forgive their sins, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal the wounded amongst them. We ask Allah to give shifa to the sick among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who are absent, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring them back again to their homeland, ya Rabbil Alameen. And unite the loved ones together, ya Rabbil Alameen, in this dunya and in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them that victory swiftly, ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Please make sure to make dua for them, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And inshallah, for all the parents who are interested, inshallah, learning about the BEAM program, both for boys and girls, please attend the session, inshallah ta'ala, so you can hear from these young ones what they do and what they can do and how they can transform the communities, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.